Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate February 13th. Hercules was fighting a nine-headed serpent when another critter decided to join the fray. The crab was sent by the goddess Hera, who didn't exactly get along with Hercules. The crab latched on to the strong man's toe and wouldn't let go. This fight didn't last long, though. Hercules crushed the crab with his foot, but as a reward for its sacrifice, Hera placed the crab in the stars as the constellation Cancer. The crab is about a third of the way up the eastern sky at nightfall, but it isn't much to look at. Even its brightest stars probably are too faint to see from a light-polluted city. You can find its location, though. It's about halfway between the bright star Regulus, which is low in the east at that hour, and the twins of Gemini, which are high above Regulus. Like the constellation, the disease known as Cancer was named for the crab. About 2,400 years ago, Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, was examining tumors in cancer patients. He called the tumors carcinos, the Greek word for crab. No one is sure just why. Perhaps it was because the tumors were hard, like a crab shell. A few centuries later, a Roman writer picked up the term, using the Latin word for crab, cancer. And later still, another doctor noted that the network of veins around a tumor resembled a crab's legs. That solidified the name for this terrible disease. A name it shares with the faintest constellation of the zodiac. You can follow us on social media and through our website, stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.